Hello, listeners. It's Jose, a.k.a. The Region Nerd, and we're recording in the lovely studios of Lakeshore Public Media to bring you the latest discussion on everything pop culture, from Comic-Cons to drag shows, horror movies to hip-hop, and everything in between. Take a break from politics and hang out with us right here on Region Nerd Alert. On this episode of Region Nerd Alert, we're doing things kind of differently. We present you a potpourri of episodes, if you will. We give the lowdown on an upcoming con we are attending, future plans for 2020, and we may even have some impromptu karaoke. Thank you for listening to the show, and come round out the year with us on this Region Nerd Alert.
All right, welcome everybody.
Hello there.
This is Region Nerd Alert for everyone who doesn't know right now from the intro. But everyone at home, hello, welcome to Region Nerd Alert. Thanks for nerding out. This is going to be a special episode today. We're just going to be just talking.
No real theme on this one.
No real theme.
No research involved.
Yeah, it's just going to be my first episode one of potpourri. I want to make these little evergreen episodes that can be... Well, actually, it's the opposite of evergreen because it has very specific topics that are happening right now and probably won't happen...
It's going to be like aged out by the end of New Year.
Right. But they might be fun. They have some funny jokes.
Current topic right now. Where are we going to be at this weekend?
Oh, okay. Well,
nice smooth transition.
I was going to say, I'm going to leave you on the hook there, listeners. Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, or streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org.
Spotify.
iTunes.
Google Play.
You can...
NPR?
NPR 1, NPR 2, we're on all.
We are everywhere.
We are everywhere.
Ears.
And we're going to do quick intros today because we're going to have a lot to cover. And by a lot, I mean...
Whatever.
So to my left in the goose chair. Oh, yeah, Heather, you weren't here.
The goose seat.
Because the Top Gun reference, which is being remade.
Okay, I get it.
Thumbs down on that, too.
But anyways, goose... Speak it, Goose.
Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's. My actual name is Mike. I don't know if I ever said that on the podcast, but it's Thick Boy to you.
Are we revealing the middle name today?
No.
No.
End of the year. It's a special. I'll reveal my God-given middle name, but not my legal name. but anyways, continue.
Oh, I'm a...
To his left.
Olotho Von Allier on all media.
On all media, SoundCloud, he does the opening. We'll probably have a new opening.
New year, new opening. I'm just going to give you one.
Woo!
Bam, sliding one your way.
Speaking of openings, prepare for the rest of this episode. We're going to do some openings. We're going to talk about some future things like Mike has revealed to. It's just full of surprises. So just listen all the way through. This is going to be a surprising episode. But to his left, who doesn't have headphones.
Or his own microphone,
but he's here in the flesh.
The most special guest.
In he's the sweater with the moose on it.
Oh, it's your boy Paul Pogorzelski.
The full name.
He did the full name.
He is a big, big man because he has the biggest last name. I don't know where I was going with that.
You had to
He's the only one that has revealed his last name. He is my favorite.
You had it right there. And the climax was just horrible.
Just a big, big man. Paul Pogorzelski.
He's crying now. He made a laugh too hard.
All right.
The vein is exposed.
And to his left is the lovely Miss
Heather. Delihams, 2 S's on Twitter and 3 S's on Instagram.
All right. And then you do cosplay and stuff, right?
Cosplay, graphic design, and other things.
And before I reveal what's happening this weekend, are you going to be there this weekend?
No, I have a lot of holiday things this weekend, so I'm kind of trapped by the holidays.
If you don't know the date, we are recording right now. It's a week before Christmas.
It's the 18th.
Is that a week still or 2 weeks?
Santa Claus is coming.
It's a week.
He's coming for you.
Santa Claus.
Next Tuesday?
He's coming for you.
But anyways, the Christmas con, the Christmas anime con. Con meaning convention. If you don't know about conventions, go to Spotify and look at our episode we did on conventions. And
we did a whole episode on it.
Yeah, yeah.
There'll be many more episodes on
it.
Paul's getting naked. That's a nice shirt, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
But anyways, Mike, you want to reveal where we're going to be at?
Oh, we're going to be at Con-Alt-Delete.
Con-Alt-Delete. It's a play on words, Control-Alt-Delete on the keyboard.
Brings up the task manager, right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So when Photoshop freezes, you just Control-Alt-Delete and get rid of Photoshop and then cry that it's all gone.
Oh. Hit that control alt delete twice and then just restart the computer.
There you go. There you go.
Hard reset.
Man, you guys sound wonderful. I hope you've been looking wonderful because I have not checked the sound check gauges in a long time.
Okay.
But you're probably good.
There's a little
good.
Clip there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well. But yeah, we're going to be at Con Alt Delete this weekend. Actually, we're going tomorrow. And by we, I mean me, Jose. Oh, I never say my name. Jose, no.
Nerd alert.
Jose Region Nerd Alert guy. I don't know. I don't have a cool name like you guys.
Bro, I have like the whitest. Yeah,
but you're the boss.
I'm the boss.
You don't even got to say your name.
Mine's just a name on like a play on deli.
This is something though. But yeah, we're going to be at Con Alt Delete. Me, Jose, Mike, Thick Boy, and Olatho Fat Low End. We're all going to be at the con and we're going to make you something special. So if you're listening on the Saturday, the con's probably going on right now as you're listening. Mm-hmm. Or it already happened if you're listening in the future.
They're spending all their time looking at magic cards, just gazing at them.
Zero time at magic cards. No time will be spent at magic.
Yeah, we're having very special content.
At least
for
not
you.
On the floor.
Yeah, not on the floor.
In the room.
In the room.
It's on.
It's over.
Unlike Donkey Kong. And yeah, we're going to have our con fuel. Let's talk about the convention a little bit. Con Alt Delete is an anime convention, for all of you who do not know.
Never actually been to that one. This is me a first time for me.
Yep, first for me too.
I think it's a first for me as well. Yeah, because I've been to Anime Midwest and I've been to ASIN, but I've never been to Con Alt Delete.
Hmm.
So it's going to be like a Christmas themed, I hear. Like everyone's cosplays are like Christmas themed. Like, oh, I'm going to be a Ichigo Kurosaki, but I'm going to have a Santa hat on.
Should I go as Kevin from Home Alone?
That'd be really good. You should do that.
It works.
It's way too late for this.
No, wow, it's just a sweater.
I want to go as his douchey older brother.
What's his name?
Buzz?
Buzz. I was going to say either Skid or Buzz or...
Skid!
It's one of those. But yeah, we're going to be at the con. We're going to be sipping on some con fuel. One of the things that are cool about this con is Con Suites. I believe it's also an Anime Midwest, but Con Suites is basically a way to fuel the attendees for free. Well, if you have a ticket and you're going, but still, for the free. So if you're attending this convention, you get free ramen noodles and free Mountain Dew and free rice.
That is a hell of a care package.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I feel like the Mountain
Dew. Oh, and
we'll
be right by Mitsuo Market.
Yep,
man, we're
going to
be dropping by there every single day, probably.
Oh, yeah,
you guys are going to be like hopped up on all that ramen and candy.
Mountain Dew.
Ba-beam
Mountain
bop.
Dew.
Every lunch, every day.
Ugh. Yeah, but...
Since you guys are going to be going to Mitsuo, you want to maybe pick me up some stuff from there since
right
I can't go?
Down a grocery list.
I'll definitely be gone in Lafayette.
I was
going to
say,
weekend.
Paul Porgerzelski is...
Here's the grocery list. Can you pick up this?
He's King Sweets when it comes to like little candies and Japanese knickknacks. But we will definitely pick you up something, Paul. And you too, Heather.
Please, I do want some things from the Mitsuo Market. Like, there's some bread stuff there that's like chef kiss.
Oh, yeah. Their bakery.
Chef kiss.
Mitsuo
chef
Market's kiss. Bakery is so delicious.
These he'll sing.
But yes, the con. There's going to be panels there. I have actually a list of some cool people who work within the anime community that are going to be there. At the top of the list.
The top.
Now, this is going to be a big homage to that person after I say it.
Tear will be shed.
I'm already crying.
I beat you too.
Shinichiro Watanabe.
Watanabe.
Watanabe. Must be a typo there. Shinichiro
Watanabe.
Watanabe. Oh, I did say it. We're going to pay big homage to this guy. His name
Screw
is...
Screw his name up.
But he's actually a Japanese anime director, and you are all very likely to know almost all of his anime works, but is best known for directing the critically acclaimed and incredibly successful anime series Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, and Space Dandy.
I've never heard of any of those.
You can't come in. Paul, you're in. Mike, you're out.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, Cowboy Bebop. It's honestly we've also talked about this in another episode. I believe it's the lo-fi episode.
Mm.
How anime and Western culture, like in the early 2000s and 90s, like really like hit home.
Yeah, his
with Western culture.
His big thing that he loves doing is incorporating music with. whatever's going on in the anime. Right. So like
Cowboy Bebop,
super jazzy and funky, and then Shampoo's got like the hip hop.
Oh, with my God.
With the Western theme thing, like Trigun, like there was a saxophone player played jazz. Like that was one of the main antagonists.
Trigun was also a major proclaimer in
that was like top tier for me. It still is great.
Does that also follow the rule of 26? 26 episodes?
Yeah. Oh, the 20, yeah.
The perfect 26 episode series.
That, Wolf's Rain, I think Wolf's Rain is 26 plus like
30. I think it's like 30?
Three ovas, or three is or it? Four ovas, yeah. Which, oh my gosh, that's one of my favorites.
Oh my.
But anyways, yeah, bringing it back to the convention, probably, I can guarantee a lot of... people our age who are into anime there probably started with Adult Swim, Toonami, with Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, all the greats. And this guy, he directed them, and he's basically our childhood. Like, it's our little niche culture that's been growing and growing, and he has brought it to the light. So hopefully we get a shot of him while we're there.
At least a picture if we can't get an interview.
At least. Yeah. But, he's only one of the guests that are going to be there. Another one, a musical guest, Femme, which are, I forgot what they're called, what it stands for. But they're actually like a twerk culture / hip-hop trap pop techno group from, I believe it's Japan. And they're going to be there. And they've hit the MTV in Japan, like, top, like, 100 list many times. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be awesome. And their shtick is they are mannequins / robots.
It's pretty
cool.
Yeah. They're also going to be there. And Vice, they were on Vice. They called them a super group. Artist of the Week, top 10 Billboard world hit in Japan. And, they appear in a lot of other... in the UK, they're big too. So that's going to be really fun. Hopefully, we can talk to them. Or we don't talk to anyone. We just keep to ourselves.
Yeah. Just interview ourselves the whole time.
We'll be in the corner with our animus.
So, how much fun have you had today, Jose?
Tons.
I had tons of fun.
You guys will be the ones purchasing a lot of the anime stuff. I'm just going to buy all of the Pocky there. All of it.
Oh,
all of it.
Actually,
all of it. Every single stick.
Pocky might be. I don't know if it's ASEN or this, but they're not allowed to sell Pocky.
What?
I don't know what it is.
I think that was at ASEN. It was because it's like considered an outside food, and the venue doesn't allow outside food, so that would be the reason that they wouldn't be having Pocky there. I know also at ASEN they said something about mystery boxes where you have to be able to know what's inside of it to purchase it. Because some of the people that were selling it were just putting, like, crap in there. And then people would just be getting...
Just a pure gamble?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I bought one of those. I don't know why, but I bought one of those.
Those are terrible.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want any of this. No. Like, I think I ended up giving it to some kid at C2E2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, there's seriously, like, nothing.
Here you go, kid. Go.
Yeah, seriously, he was like, he was looking at him. He's like, oh, I want one. I was like, well, here you go. You can have mine. I don't want it.
I remember I went to C2E2 to an anime panel, and it was like a Funimation panel where you answer questions and you get stuff. And I was like,
oh, dude.
Remember that?
Yeah, you walked away with so much.
No, I got one of the bags. I'm like, oh, okay, probably get some decals, some stickers, full DVD box sets in here. I'm like, whoa. I got lucky, man. All I answered was, like, where their headquarters were.
Man.
Yeah. That was the major question. That one got you the best prize.
Yeah, and I was like, holy moly. It was like a full box set of Corpse Princess Season 2, the full series of Full Metal Panic, which is still one of my favorite.
That's like MSRP $45, $50.
MSRP. But
you don't get it if you get it new, not used.
All right.
But anyways,
especially
another
Blu-ray.
Another big facet of Con Alt Delete and anime cons in general, the voice actors. Like, people go crazy over voice actors. Like, if, oh my gosh, you're the voice of like my favorite person, Ichigo Kurosaki.
Aren't you super hyped for Greg Ayers?
Oh yeah, I'm getting to that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's a Gareth West is going to be there. He's in titles such as Haiku, which is the volleyball anime, which is pretty hype. He's also one of the shows of Log Horizon, Chaika Coffin Princess, And Armed Girls.
I was going to say, Food Wars, too.
And Food Wars,
I'm going to be completely out of my element this con.
Oh, we're going to bring in.
Oh, I know. I'm
we're going to be hyped up off of Red Bull and red wine. That's that's the con treats.
Red all weekend.
Red faced, red Santa hat, Red Bull, red wine boxed in the back. Whoa, con on the lead. Pay me, please. I will make your I will make your jingle.
We're working on that jingle.
Yeah, but also Lisa Wilkerson is going to be there. And she was actually born in Japan, which I didn't know. She's also fluent in Japanese. You'll know her from a lot of the fighting games. She's in Virtual Fighter. A lot of the Virtual Fighters, actually.
Shenmue 2.
That's the other one, yeah. But, yeah, she's also in a lot of Nissan, Panasonic, Sony commercials, which is pretty cool.
A lot of commercials.
And acted alongside Bill Murray in Lost in Translation, which is, I love that movie, with him and Scarlett Johansson.
I think I've seen that movie, like, maybe twice.
I seen it once. But I remember, it was like on IFC or something. And I swear, IFC, I've seen some pretty great movies. It was just the independent film channel.
Yeah. Back when there was actually, like, no commercials IFC, some of the coolest, like, underground things I've ever seen on IFC. Mm-hmm.
Spirited Away, like, they had before, like, anybody, really, on there. But also, Greg Ayers. He's one of my favorite voice actors. He's, I guess he's in Dragon Ball Super as Frost. I don't know. I don't watch Dragon Ball Super, but that's most recent. He does a lot of, he's Koji in My Hero Academia, the guy who talks to,
isn't it pronounced Academia?
Birds. Ooh!
Oy.
But, he talks to the birds and the creatures and stuff. He's in many other things, including he makes an appearance in Pop Team Epic, which is a crazy anime about crazy things. But also Ouran Host Club, which is one of the most famous high school girl animes. Well, they're not girls, but high school girls, like when we were in high school, would go crazy over them. Like, oh my gosh. But he's the main one of the glasses guy. Well, he's the glasses character in like everything for one. In what is it? The Neat, the one about the Neats, the My NHK.
Welcome to the NHK.
Yeah, he plays the glasses character in that. He's the glasses character in Ghost Stories. He's the glasses character in Neon Genesis Evangelion. Remember the nerdy guy that knows a lot about the mechs?
Oh, you mean Ikari?
Is that his name?
The Shinji's father. Shinji's father wears glasses.
Oh, no, not Shinji's father.
That's kind of bothering me how orange he is in this picture.
Yeah, that's an old pic, I think. He's also a DJ, and he's hilarious. I went to a couple panel, one panel of him, and he's writing a book. Pretty funny. Hopefully we could talk to him, maybe get an interview out of him.
Hopefully.
But anyone else, Skyler?
I was about to say, when it comes to anime, I'm like, almost completely out of my element. I know so little about anime.
Well,
so it's gonna be an interesting experience at this con.
Well, another huge thing about anime, as we all know, is the OPs, which stand for anime openers. And we each actually picked a little bit that we're gonna play with little snippets of. And we're gonna start with Mike's anime. And actually, Ghost in the Shell is one of the shows that you could see on Adult Swim Toonami. Am I correct? Yes?
Wait, what?
I think so.
Yeah, it wasn't. Like, no one's paying attention.
I know. It definitely...
reading these guests more.
Oh. No, it definitely was on Toonami, but I don't know if it's still on. I haven't watched live TV in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I was more so talking about, like, the heyday of, like, Toonami.
Oh, no, yeah, this was absolutely on there. God, this song goes so hard.
This song did not have to go this hard. Anyone know the name of this song?
Absolutely not.
No.
It's called Inner Universe.
Inner Universe.
Oh,
thank
comes,
you, Paul.
Here comes.
A rug is being cut in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, a rug is being cut.
Everyone can probably hear in the other studio because it also appears in the studio booth 3.
I forgot to turn it down. Right now. They really like the song.
can't hear any of it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul.
I thought it was coming out of that speaker. No, nope.
We should have got him
some. It just
looks
like you guys are just dancing to no music for Paul.
Either way, this song goes so hard.
I'm so sorry, Paul. I was like, what?
I can just barely hear it coming out of the headphones.
Next time I will, like, I'll play a little bit out of it. But, yeah, that was Ghost in the Shell, which...
Wait, give Paul the telephone.
I just haven't called. Oh, my goodness. But,
listeners calling in.
But, yeah, that's all. Like, I feel like anime OPs are, openers, are probably, like, a big reason why it's, like, so ingrained in our head, like, nostalgia. Like,
if you don't have a good opener,
you're probably going
to be forgotten.
Yeah. Right, right. Like, that My Hero Academia Season 2 opener, like.
Not only does the song have to slap, but the montage for the opener has got to be good.
Give you goosebumps when you watch it.
But, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
But the next one is 91 Days opening, Skylar. Picked it.
The anime itself is kind of...
This goes against the... It goes against the rule we just made up about has to slap, and then the anime will be good.
Yeah. anime kind of falls flat.
It falls flat, but the opener still slaps.
The accents that they do are just putrid, kind of.
Did you watch the dub or the sub?
The dub.
Try in the sub, because there's a lot of dubs out there that aren't very good.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those purists who will be like, it's all subs or nothing. Because obviously I love a lot of dub, like voice actors and stuff. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, let's let Paul listen. That's slappity slap, huh?
Oh, man.
But also, if you guys don't, out there listening in the Lakeshore world, don't know what slap means. It's like a slap to the face, but with music. And it's
and it's
positive, too. So if something slaps, that's a good thing.
Oh, real good.
Also, almost like when the kid... fire is another term that people use nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Fire, on fire, or it's just flame.
Heat.
There's heat being applied to it.
Stupid.
All things synonymous with good.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
And so Paul brought us back a little bit with his. Paul, you want to
talk about yours?
Talk about your OP?
So my opener is from Neon Genesis Evangelion. For those of you that don't know, it was like a really big groundbreaking mech anime that was back in like the early or late 90s.
Yeah, late 90s.
Yeah, more like the late 90s. And it kind of helped with all the other mech animes that came around, like Gundam and Darling in the Franxx, which is like a super new mech anime.
Full Metal Panic. Yep.
This is a really, really popular song with a bunch of people doing covers of it.
That too. And the thing about this song too, like, it's been memed as of late. Because I think it's been rehashed on Netflix. Excuse me.
Oh,
but also, yeah, it's been out there.
Are we doing a second round of these anime openings?
Oh,
because if so, I got round two ready.
Oh, I was not planning on it.
Yeah, it's been a very anime heavy episode.
Well, it's promoting the convention, which
I'll
is,
do
you
a
know, the,
I'll do a honorable mention then.
All right, honorable mention. After we play. Man, those get loud.
Jesus, those do get loud.
It's like, oh my God, it's crippling.
I just blew my headset there. Oh man, but yes, that is Evangelion. I'm not big on pronunciations,
the song's name is actually called Cruel Angel's Thesis.
Mm.
What was the name of
There's the most anime name.
The song for your two animes.
Oh yeah, the Mike's one you said was an Invisible Imposter or something like that.
Hold on, you gotta come back to me.
And then Skylar's getting the name for his. And then So Heather, she's not the biggest fan of anime, but she has something that I would consider an anime.
That was like past me. That was like high school Heather, and
now she's grown.
Well, I just don't have time to watch a lot of TV. I'm playing more games.
I need to play more games to be
so honest. The closest one I got is Sanctuary from Kingdom Hearts. That's pretty anime.
Pretty solid.
It's a pretty anime.
It's a solid anime. It's a solid opening. Mm-hmm. Kingdom Hearts will always make me cry. I remember playing Kingdom Hearts, and I beat the first one, Chain of Memories, which was on the Game Boy.
Oh, yeah.
And then I played Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah.
And I beat it all in like within a month and a half.
I feel like parents never understand how we can come back to it after all these years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so long.
I remember I beat it, and I ran into the room like my mom was at watching TV. I'm like, Mom, I was bawling my eyes.
Oh, my God.
Why are you crying?
You totally weren't alone, because I did cry at the end of 2. I was like,
melt away. This is the Japanese version, but yeah, it's still good.
Signal is the name of the 91 Days intro.
Oh, Signal?
Signal.
Okay.
This is very good. I listened to this a lot when I was younger. Like, mm-hmm. This is one of my like MP3 player, because I didn't have an iPod then. I had like a little MP3 player that had like 30 songs on it.
I would dream about this song all the time.
One of the 30 songs.
I love this song.
Can't skip this one. Can't skip this one. This is the only one that doesn't get skipped. This one gets played.
But man, the end of Kingdom Hearts 2. Oof, tearjerker.
But man, that's a whole like other podcast episode, because that's just an unboxing that you're like.
We're going to have 5 episodes on Kingdom Hearts.
To explain Kingdom Hearts, you need like 4
We need like
episodes.
A walkthrough.
Yeah. A walkthrough.
Yeah, I thought Metal Gear was complicated, but my God, Kingdom Hearts.
Each Kingdom Hearts episode, we're going to talk about something completely different, and you have to play the episode. You have to figure out which episode. Which order to play the episodes in.
Oh no, come on.
I'll name them like that too, like Region Nerd Alert, episode 365
over
2.
3 days. God. Kingdom Hearts is, it's a terrible timeline and really hard to understand.
Real big feet.
Really good.
Real big feet.
Again, like my favorite series of all time is Metal Gear Solid. That's got a redunculous storyline, but Kingdom Hearts is almost incomprehensible. Like, viewing it from the outside, it's impossible.
Totally comprehensible. You just have to, like, read, like, a 5-page, like, essay. Well, not even a 5-page, like a 20-page essay about the games after playing all the games and then, like, watching all the secret cutscenes and beating all the secret bosses and doing all the secret mini-games.
I hate that the regular person, their name sounds nothing like their nobody's name. They're completely different names. And it's the same person, though, but like they're similar to someone else's name.
They just had an X.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just an X, and their names get scrambled around.
Oh, Xehanort. Nobody's name is Carl.
Carl! Carl!
We got Xemnas over here. He's Sebastian the Third.
Sebastian.
Xemnas.
Xemnas.
That's a real name.
It is. Ansem. Ansem the Wise. Ansem. Like, there's like 4 different Ansems running around.
I hate all of these names.
He's trying to be Gandalf.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Donald
just
Duck.
Ansem in different timelines.
Man, the minute they opened up the timelines, I was just
Goofy.
Like,
Goofy. I would hate Duck. The way Goofy says, Xehanort.
I know they got Disney characters trying to say like these super convoluted like anime storyline characters.
But it's so good.
You know that Mickey Mouse being like, but Riku will be cast into darkness forever.
Oh no.
Or when Goofy gets hurt and then he's like, oh, they'll pay now, and like he gets super serious and goes rushing off.
Oh yeah.
In that Mickey voice.
Or one of the worst things was Tarzan. Jane.
Tarzan.
Yeah.
I was like, a lot of people
that
ignore
the first game though.
It was the first game, so we'll give it a little bit
that
of
was
slack.
Like a PlayStation
That's,
2
I did like,
classic.
I did like how the third one had like most of the voice actors from the Disney series. Except Danny DeVito, which was sad. He was silent the whole time.
Oh, Phil was silent, yeah.
Hercules World.
Well, it's a crime against humanity right there.
They actually talked about that. Mm. I think before Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, the voice actor in Japan for Phil passed away, and that's why they didn't give him any any voice lines at all.
That makes sense now, yeah.
Because a lot, like, Eriquis, and I think Xehanort's voice actors in Japan also, like, recently passed away because the game took so long to come out.
It did.
It like, did.
Millennia.
See, let's see. Kingdom Hearts 2 came out when we were
2006, I think.
High school? Or, like, around high school?
It was
middle
the Tool
school.
Effect.
Yeah.
It took 13 years.
And oh, my gosh, Tool.
It came out now, and we're all, like, in our later 20s. So
mid-20s.
Okay, mid to later 20s. Mid.
Late 20s is going to be 29. That's my late 20s.
That's your late 20s?
Everything. We're all, I'm in my early 20s until 29.
Right? 29.
But yeah, I mean, that gives you an idea of like how long this game has been in development and how long a lot of people have like waited for this game.
Oh, the memes about it never coming out. Is just,
oh, yeah. It was like,
this
like,
will not be Half-Life 3.
Yeah. I was going to say, speaking of, isn't Half-Life something's coming out this spring?
Project Alex, I think it's what it's called. It's a VR thing.
It's VR only. So yeah. I'm not really interested in it.
It looks cool, but I'm not.
VR is still too expensive.
Half-Life was so cool, and the way it ended, I was just mad.
Yeah, and you'll never get that continuation because they're making VR. It's really cool VR, like the fact that you can actually like take and move things around on the shelf and like scramble and pick things up, and like it's really really cool.
I
looking.
Need to look at that, yeah.
But also. Really expensive,
yeah.
And you need the space for it. And if you're having your console or a PC in your room, you can't really go anywhere. You need your own special VR space.
Yeah,
a room dedicated to VR.
This is my VR room. And you open it; it has like LEDs on the ceiling. It looks like a space room. There's no anything in there except for like it looks like a holodeck.
Make sure it's windowless too, or put some curtains up because you'll look like a fool to your neighbors.
Oh yeah.
Also.
Straight. Oh god.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wolf's Rain was my... Oh, yeah, Paul, it's Wolf's Rain.
Wolf's Rain.
In the quarry. You know?
Where I walk alone.
Oh, it's coming.
In the cold breeze, where I walk around, the memories are just remembering me. Forever, since I cried away from sorrow. Thanks for listening to Region Nerd Alert this whole year.
I listen every day, tuning in to all the tunes, yeah.
Whoa, oh, I guess this is the karaoke episode.
I guess.
Stay! Ooh, that gets me. Man, we've got nothing to lose.
No.
But, yeah, that is my favorite. Wolf's Rain.
Man, that is a slapper.
The slappiest. Stray.
Man.
Oh, man. How much time we got left? Oh,
it's
man.
8:04.
So, yeah, catch us at Conalt Delete. I'm sure they have every con usually has like a panel or at least a like a room where you can go. It's like 24-hour karaoke during the conventions. Because I went to Anime Midwest and they had a 24-hour karaoke room. So it's not only like
wow,
yeah,
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, diamond eyes, but
but diamond eyes.
But yeah, like. Conventions, or at least this convention, is going to have all cool panels, interesting things about the business, about the industry of anime, all your favorite voice actors, also, other things of karaoke, and they have screening rooms for movies all day, 24-hour screening rooms for anime movies, anime episodes.
Oh, yeah, they had that at ASIN where there was just, like, a bunch of empty rooms playing movies, and yep. You could just walk in and sit in on
And they have, like, little places where you can chill out and play board games, drink coffee.
Or just sit down in the hallway like the rest of us.
Yeah, sit down in the hallway, like, oh, I really like your cosplay of Ichigo Kurosaki. I love Bleach.
It always comes back to Ichigo Kurosaki.
Because that's the only name I could pronounce, man. Ichigo Kurosaki.
Dude, I'm telling you, everybody in this room needs to go to Dragon Con, because that is Dragon Con and then some, man. Mm-hmm.
Dragon Con is also very fun. Atlanta Georgian Con, five-day event. That's so...
Oh, we're suggesting cons now?
Can oh,
I say
yeah.
Gen Con?
Gen Con. Also, wait, hold on. Before we get too convoluted, let's talk about... Oh my god! I just realized that convoluted. I'm hilarious. But anyways, yeah. Next year, let's talk about cons that we want to visit. Actually, one that we're definitely going to visit. So let's reveal that right now.
Drum roll.
C2E2.
You're going to see Region Nerd Alert at C2E2 next year. And we're going to give you coverage. Great coverage. It's going to be great.
My pass is pending.
Oh, yeah. All of those passes.
C2E2 is like my every year con. Like, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. Like, every year I'm going to C2E2.
Because I think me and Heather were talking about, there's not that many cons. No. That you can choose from in Northwest.
It really sucks because if you're looking at all the cons in like other areas, Midwest is kind of like limited on what we got. We got some anime cons in the north of Chicago. We got some in like Wisconsin. There's some in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And there's some in like southern Indiana, like Indianapolis. Mm. But like,
A bunch we can't go to also because it's ran by like a really sketchy dude.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of refuse to support him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, that's a
whole thing. Yeah. There's also the local one, Northwest Indiana Comic Con.
Yeah.
On Schererville?
I really wish that one would get like a bigger venue because it's gotten bigger and bigger every year to the point
let me give you some little insight.
Ooh.
So I work here at Lakeshore Public
Radio. You do? I think I know what you're about to say.
I work here at Lakeshore Public Radio, right?
Uh-huh. You work here? Wait.
I've sent some guys to, you know, do some patrolling. And we've been in talks with the guys who run Northwest Indiana Comic Con. It's him and his wife. They also run a horror convention in Northwest Indiana.
Bro.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to do some stuff with them, maybe have a booth at Northwest Indiana
Comic Con. Oh, nice. Yeah,
we have got to go to the horror convention.
Also, I had no idea there was another one other than the one in Chicago.
We have got to go to that horror convention.
We
got to
cover it. We got to cover it.
Dead Meat, meet us there.
James Dead Meat.
Podcast and YouTube show I watch called Dead Meat. It's all about horror stuff. He goes to a bunch of horror cons.
Isn't that the Body Count channel?
Yeah, the Kill Count.
I love that.
Yeah.
We just watched
James A. Janisse. Hit us
The Candyman one. That was pretty funny.
I love his episodes are so cool.
But next year we're going to try to hit all those cons and more. Where's Gen Con at, by the way?
Indianapolis.
Cool. What were you
going
to say?
Oh, I was going to say Gen Con, like, that's another one. Like, we have to go. I'm going. I'm going.
I'm definitely going.
It's a
Region Nerd Alert.
I kind of sad I didn't go last year.
Me and Mike went last year as like a one-off day because we wanted to like, check it out, see what it looked like.
Yeah, I wish I could have went too. I had no idea. Like, I heard the word Gen Con, but I didn't know it was specifically for like tabletop games and stuff.
It's so huge. Cool.
Didn't you meet Jason Anarchy there?
I bought his the game Lenneckbeard.
We actually had him on an episode, so Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
The con was great because it was like just like there was so much stuff on just magic, and I was like shaking like a kid in a candy store. I was so excited, but the best thing about the whole con was for the entire time we were outside waiting to get in to like buy our ticket. I was not 2 feet from a bunny.
Yeah, it was the greatest thing. There was a bunny like 2 feet away from us. It was
like a bunny rabbit?
Yes.
A bunny rabbit.
Oh. It was 2 feet away from me, and I was like, that is the greatest.
There's something about like when you go south of like, what is it? Where's the West Lafayette? Like, it's just bunny central.
Yeah.
I went to college in Bloomington.
It's warmer there.
Every time I'd go outside, bunnies everywhere.
It's heaven. It's pure heaven.
Like bunny everywhere.
Heaven. It's happiness.
It's crazy that you said that because there's
also
everywhere.
Steak and Shake on every corner in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Ooh,
literally. In fact, we stopped at Steak
and Shake. Yeah, we ate a Steak and Shake. It's like, I'm hungry. Let's just go get Steak and Shake.
Oh, man.
I can only indulge in Steak and Shake when I've had alcoholic beverages.
that is a place.
Gen Con has the same thing where it's basically open 24/7. Well, not 7, but for as long as the con. I think it's a 4-day con.
Yeah.
And there's like games you just hop into, try out different board games, try out like D&D. You just hop into a one-shot, play that one-shot.
There's also like a lot of different like panels. Like it's like trying other people's like new games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like we got there and we're like, okay, yeah, this is like the one area for it. And then we started looking at the map. We're like, oh God, this goes to like 3 other buildings. And there's like several rooms.
Yeah.
At Gen Con?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a map. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is like the con, like the convention area map. And I flipped over, like, okay, this is just the hotel. So we're getting like, okay, more hotels, cool. Flipped over again. This is the entire stadium for the football league. They took over the stadium?
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous big it is.
They took over the stadium, like, because they kept on, like...
We need
like
to
go. Colt Stadium?
Yeah, the Colt Stadium. They took it over.
Wow.
I got some friends in Indy, too. Like, let's go.
So I'm
Region Nerd Alert.
Gonna get a hotel there and, like, go like for real this year, not just do a one-off day and drive down for a day.
I'm down for that.
The Region Nerd Alert.
Let's take the squadron of Region Nerd Alert co-host. Let's just go. Let's go to these cons. And, you know, if you're listening out there and you want to, like, send something in or, like, call in for suggestions of cons you want to see us at, like, somewhere you go, like, we'll even go up to as far as Wisconsin and Michigan and maybe Iowa. I got some friends in Iowa. I got one friend in Iowa. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
I've driven through Iowa many times.
I mean, Ohio's just a four-hour drive away.
Oh, yeah. I guess as long as it doesn't take, like,
God, it's a boring drive.
Oh, yeah, terrible boring drive.
Newsfest.
But yeah, well,
it's all through. Yeah,
next year should be very fun. We're gonna take Region Nerd Alert to new leaps and bounds. And thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. Because you know, I get those analytics sheets, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, like, hi, mom, like, you're listening. Oh, hey, Gerald, I know you're listening too. But we actually got quite a few listeners. So thank you so much for supporting us. I know this is a new little podcast thing you're doing, but thank you for...
It's nice making a podcast. It's nice making content.
Yeah, content. And that it's inspired us to make more content. Like,
that's what I want to do next year.
Like this
content.
Like this
2020, the year of content.
Mm. Con.
Actually, I'm just saying the year in D&D. I want more D&D games.
Content convoluted.
D&D.
This podcast inspired, you know, us to... You know, do more things with like videos. So, also go to our YouTube channel. Off the top of my head, I don't know it, but if you type
gasp.
I've set up a new YouTube channel. I believe it's like Region Nerd Alert. There is now. Let me say this. I'm going to say this publicly, on the record. There is a Nerd Alert already existing, but they're like somewhere else. We are Region Nerd Alert.
The region,
as in. Region Rats, 219.
219, baby.
Yeah, so we're the Region Nerd Alert. So
there's also the only Nerd Alert with Thick Boy on it, so there you go.
This will be the next big YouTube clash. We the Nerd Alerts.
Mm-hmm. Collab.
Team Region.
But and other than that, I hope to make more videos, maybe a little more pertinent. All right, if I'm using that correctly, on our like Twitter and stuff, and follow everyone here on their Twitters and the interesting stuff. Thank you again. Still got a lot of time left.
Do we?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. So
speaking of content, I'm actually
anime intro.
Oh my god!
More.
Oh my
god! Well, stop this right now.
What's your honorable mention?
Because it might. This.
Oh, it's the one for Paranoia Agent.
Paul like that one.
All right. That one slaps.
Paul. What were you going to say?
You know what?
Anime intro?
What I was going to say was I'm actually getting into making rings and dice.
Oh, nice.
Rings and die next year.
Ooh, and then we can start, you know, selling them, reading Nerd Alert, you know.
Passing them out.
We all have very interesting lives.
Happy starting 3D printing stuff next year.
I don't know.
And I do want to make dice too. I've been looking at getting into that.
I would love to have dice and rings. We make dice, rings, content.
Mostly I'll make intros props. For your dice. Intros for your rings.
intros.
I'm going to try to open like an Etsy shop for my 3D printed stuff.
Or that'd if you be make awesome. Like a...
Oh, yeah, you have a 3D printer.
Yeah.
Print me a car, please.
Print you a car. I can print you a little toy car.
Oh, actually, that'd be cool.
I'm pretty sure they did 3D print your car.
They do that. They actually use industrial 3D printers in Detroit, Michigan to test out... car designs. You know that, right?
Yeah, I saw something recently on that.
And they recently made a 3D printed boat that actually does float.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
The boat that floats?
The boat that floats. What? It's 3D printed with plastic.
Almost as amazing as a Flex Seal boat.
Speaking of alliteration, my God, BoJack Horseman is just the master.
How'd you go from 3D printing to BoJack Horseman?
Because you said they 3D printed a boat that floats.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Look,
terrible.
Don't ever steal a meal from Neil McBeal, the Navy SEAL, all right? Ever.
Did you the newest one they did on there and the new season?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my god, it's like the peak. I'm like, they set it up so long, and then when they said, I'm like, oh my goodness, it's so good,
dude. I sat there reading like all the alliteration stuff from BoJack, and I was like trying to one off it, and I'm like, I don't know how the actors do this. I wonder how many takes it takes them to do it.
Actually, a little connection because we're tangenting off of a potpourri show. This is going to be the name of the potpourri show. But did you know Princess Caroline? Mm. She's in an episode of The Mandalorian, like the actual actress.
Really now?
Yeah, she's the one who takes care of
Yoda when she goes to Tatooine. I think.
She's the one with the like the big hair. But
Spoilers,
someone takes care of baby Yoda.
I am behind by now four episodes,
or if you've been sleeping on it, snoring. There is a baby Yoda.
Oh, this is brutal.
He's
dude.
Been over.
I've just been slacking. I'm behind like four episodes.
I'm looking at alliterations now, and it's, my God. I'd love to tackle Hank Hippopopolis and finally topple the Acropolis of the hypocrisy that ensconces us.
You know what I say to that?
He's going to turn on an anime opening.
I know.
I'm waiting for it. It's going to blast our ears off.
I love that he drinks wine rather than being an albino wino gyno that's a rhino.
This is a really random episode this time.
Yeah, it really is, dude.
Yeah, you're talking about potpourri, right?
This for is real. The Eric Andre show right now.
I'm trying to give a tangent. You guys are like, oh, this tangent.
But hopefully through all this, you come see us at the con.
Oh, dude, this one hurts me.
Or you're listening to this while we're at the con, so, oh, we got to go now. They're only there for one more day. What are you saying?
I'm just, again, alliteration. This one, I don't know if I could do this one. But Courtney, more importantly, audiences are going to adore your tour de force performance as a forceful denim-clad court reporter. And the court reporter sported jorts, a jet-set Jordy sport Courtney report. Sorry.
Of course I'm on tour.
I can't do it, man.
My God, it's all toilet sounds.
Let's talk about what do you guys want to do? I'm going to sort of start it off. Heather, sort of going off what you're saying. For next year, I want to have an episode where we go off on a one-off and some D&D.
We're going to need more than an hour.
Oh, no.
No. Most one-shots are about 3 hours long.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe we could do something. We'll put all our minds together, and it'll never be done. But oh no, it hasn't been done, but maybe Region Nerd Alert will have a 54-minute one-off.
We could always just do a three-part.
Well, I mean, we could also just record it for however long it takes and then just edit it together with only the fun bits.
I'll do the one-shot. If Heather plays magic.
No.
Nope.
No, I don't like magic. I'm not playing it.
Nope.
I don't like card
let's
games.
Talk some turkey here.
Let's talk some turkey.
Always talking turkey.
So.
What will it take for you to play magic with us,
Heather?
Nothing?
Nothing. I don't like magic.
$10.
But we have all the cards you could ever want.
We do have tons of cards.
I don't want so play magic. I know how that game works. And it's
I'm
a gotcha
still
game.
Willing to play D&D.
So this is our friend group. We go to the card shop. We see Heather in the distance playing her D&D.
Hey, Heather.
We're playing our magic. We never blend the two.
You should play D&D. And they're like, nah. I'm like,
you should play magic.
No, see, here's the thing.
We're just in the moment.
You're
on
the wrong side of the river.
I got the horse.
Here's the thing about that. I think I'm the only one that doesn't like D&D.
You are.
I love D&D.
They want to play D&D. I just can't do it. I don't have the...
I can, and I'm willing to play. I need a good DM.
I suck at DMing because it ends up going on a convoluted path to buffing your character.
Well, but you're also like a good DM because you have the music to tie in with it.
Oh, that's
like the music puts me in the mood, but then we just grind. Nothing happens.
Oh, we remember when you guys were out in Whiting? We actually had that like one story that
was
you made.
Yeah, that was really
never
fun.
Oh,
I want to tell you guys the ending because I actually have an ending to that. Wait, did we end that?
No. We got some key piece and quit playing.
Yeah, we'll DM the key piece.
If Mike plays D&D.
I told you my
I'm
stance on
I'm not playing magic.
Well, wait, what'd you say? You'll DM?
I will DM if Mike plays D&D.
So you won't DM otherwise? Or you're not a big fan of DMing?
I've never DM'd before.
I DM. I could DM.
You gotta have a different... throw out a different offer other than Heather playing magic, because Heather's not going
to
play magic.
I'll have to think.
I don't like card games like
what about,
that. I've tried to play
how
Gwent.
Much of
I've
magic?
Tried to play Heroes of Storm, or not Heroes of Storm, the other Blizzard card game. I've tried. I just can't get into it.
So if Heather plays one game of magic, then you will play one thing of D&D?
One commander game.
A commander game? We do have enough commander decks.
Terrible. You're all terrible. I hate magic.
Well, with Skylar's feather deck, it'll probably be like
feather deck.
15 minutes time.
Yeah, oh. Well, my feather deck can only kill one person before I ultimately die.
Well, kill Heather first, and then she'll be out like super
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll be down for that. Yeah, please, right. Kill me first. And then I'll be a game of magic, and then Mike is doomed for his bed.
Prepare to get Voltron by a single creature.
That's okay.
We all have some pretty decent Voltron. Oh,
I don't.
I mean,
oh yeah, you're built on combos.
I mean, the Magic the Gathering yeah. Arena, like combo the online thing,
Mike,
pretty
combo
cool.
Combo Winter himself.
But you guys play physical, and I don't want to play physical. I'd rather play like the online one.
Oh, the MTG Arena.
Yeah. Now, see, I do like Arena because like I don't want to build standard decks all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, anytime I just want to play with standard cards, I just get on Arena and just play for, like,
so,
20 minutes.
So, just to go back on what we want to do for, like, next year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also have another idea. Since we are going to be having that YouTube channel as well, maybe we can get some gaming streams. I know Skylar has a plethora of old games. And I feel like that'd be some fantastic content to like go through. Like
so
right now we're going through Rule of Rose, which is a $300 game if you're interested.
Yeah.
But we're playing it.
Oh, boy.
If you want to play along?
Honestly, just as a tie-in, I would like to do a stream of us playing Lynekbeard.
That would be awesome too. Like there's board games. Region Nerd Alert needs to make a Twitch account too.
Oh, boy. You guys want a lot.
Yeah, next year, 2020.
My boss did say, with my new computer, I'll be streaming. And I told him, no, it's not going to happen. Guess what? 2020.
2020. Because my vision, my mind, my car.
New router, 2020. My
all
internet's
in
going to be fully online again.
Let's go.
Fully operational.
I will no longer be disconnected
RGB
for no reason.
RGB router.
But now we're pretty much wrapping up. So
do you want to do like our quick like things we want to do for next year for all of us, like really quick?
Super quick.
Okay. As we like outro out.
Yeah. So Mike, thick beard, three C's, three I's, what
thick
would you
beard,
like to do?
Thick beard, thick boy. just my dice and my rings. Like I've been putting that off for way too long. I've been wanting to make not dice specifically but rings. I've been wanting to make rings for probably 4 or 5 years now.
Awesome.
And I'm finally just going to plow into it. Just
2020,
go into it.
It's how you learn.
Year of revival.
Play shows, attend open mics.
Play shows with Olafo, yep. Open mics, yep.
My main goal.
Oh, don't. You better finish that. You better finish that.
Is to blow up and act like
I don't know. I can't even I cannot believe you went there. Oh, my God. My main goal. Oh, my goodness.
No, but next year I want to try to move up in Hot Topic and, like, move into full-time management.
Can we tell people to visit you at Hot Topic?
I mean, you can come visit me. I may or may
not
be
your full name.
Oh.
Is Paul Polgorzelski here? Well, you know his last name, so I entrust you with this information.
He's not.
Oh, terrible.
And, Heather.
Heather!
I want to get more into D&D. I want to play more games. I want to, like, make more stuff, like 3D printed stuff, more props, more cosplays.
Do you play with Tanya, or have you asked to play with Tanya?
No.
Ask Tanya.
I'm pretty sure her game's full.
I know. Well, I want to play. She plays random stuff, I think, too. Like, she said she's got some random side quests where they just try to run a business and they set it on fire or something last night.
She has a lot of Minecraft stuff.
Blew up, didn't
yeah,
it?
I'm on,
2020,
I'm
on, let's get Tanya on the show.
I'm on Minecraft with her a lot.
I want to get on my, now that I have my new computer.
God, I can't believe Minecraft.
But anyways, you can listen to this and all of our other podcasts, lakeshorepublicradio.org, Spotify.
NPR One,
iTunes, all
Google
of
Play.
So I want to thank everyone for joining us over the year. And more content to come. And with that, I wanted to give you a Region Nerd Alert's goal of 2020.
My main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.